Now, we're going to keep the show talking about music, but we're going to broaden it a little bit now to take in traditional music, traditional Irish dance, and that can only mean a spectacular live show. Now, listeners, if you travel up around Galway or down to Killarney, you will be familiar with the kind of show that goes on. Music, song, dance, and all the rest, all really traditionally Irish. And I've said it for years that down here in East Cork, there's a huge market for that as well. And wasn't I just delighted to know that such a show is being launched in Cove, and no better place to do it when you have the many cruise ships that are coming in. And who better to put it together than somebody who has already been performing on cruise ships for many years. And she joins me now for a chat about the Cork Cultural Show. Angela Ryan, a very good evening.
Hello there. Thanks very much for having me.
Listen, it's an absolute pleasure, and even more so a pleasure to talk to somebody who's actually performed on cruise ships out at sea. That must be just an exciting opportunity and an exciting way to live.
It has been fantastic, and it really was. It changed my life, I suppose. It sent me in a completely different path. I did a degree in the School of Music when I finished secondary school, didn't know what to do after the degree, and wound up at sea and spent, I suppose, the best part of the last 13 years on and off ships all around the world. So it's been fantastic.
And I suppose the most popular song at sea is Rock the Boat.
Believe it or not, I was working in the party band, and we actually never did it.
Oh, for goodness sake, I suppose if the weather was bad, the ship would be rocking enough anyway. You didn't have to rock it anymore.
They keep his minds off it, maybe, yeah.
Now, Angela, I was actually delighted when I found out about this. And, you know, being from Cove, as I said to you off air, I wasn't aware of this plan, but I'm so excited about it. I think other people will be too. So let's get into it. Talk to me what the Cork Cultural Show is and what inspired you to put this together.
Well, I suppose over the years, we've docked, myself and my partner, we've been working together, as I said, in a party band for Princess Cruises for the last 10 years. And since we worked for Princess, we docked in Cove a lot. So we saw Cove from the other side. We would arrive in the morning and be there for the day and then leave again in the evening time. And then I suppose at some point I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if there was one of these, as you said, Galway / Killarney style shows here for visitors to the area. And this summer we just decided to give it a go and see how it would take. And I have to say, so far, the positivity being shown towards it has just been phenomenal from all sorts of East Cork-based, I suppose, tourism and just business people alike and locals alike. Everybody is delighted to think that this will be set up and hopefully will remain for the future.
And of course, East Cork is such a vast area in itself, and there's so many international events coming up. I know down here in Youghal we have the Ironman Triathlon coming up later in the year. So there's something there to draw people in. But let's talk to us about the Cork Cultural Show itself. For people that have never been to anything like this before, what's in store for them?
So we have traditional music, traditional Irish dancing, and a little bit of local history thrown in, and of course some audience participation. So basically our aim is to entertain people and send them out after the show with a smile on their face and maybe a song singing along to something that they heard at the show, but also maybe to educate people a little bit about some local history. And one story that I'm including in the show is the story of Jack Doyle, the Gorgeous Gael, as he was known. I've been singing the song by Jimmy McCarthy for years, the song The Contender, but it's not until recently that I learned of the history behind the song and the history behind Jack Doyle. We are performing the show in the Jack Doyle room of the Commodore Hotel, so it's very nice to include that. So when somebody comes to the show, they're going to hear the classics like Danny Boy, and they're going to see some great Irish dancing, some jigs and reels, hornpipes, and then also a little bit of chat from myself and get people singing along to a few songs that they know.
So are you telling me so that you've taken my Contender off me?
Oh,
that has been my party piece in Cove for donkeys.
I'm only borrowing it. Don't.
Ah, that's okay. Ah, listen, we're all friends. But, you know, when people think about this sort of an event down in Killarney, they have Liam O'Connor, the well-known box player. You've got another O'Connor in the band, Mo O'Connor, and I know there's going to be a lot of listeners down here in East Cork and West Waterford are going to know Mo O'Connor. And, you know, he's a personality all of his own. So he's involved as well, and you've got dancers, you've musicians, there's something for everybody.
There is something for everybody. We have quite a few Connors, to tell you the truth, actually. I have a team of musicians that, there's a few Connors. We have Conor O'Sullivan, who's from West Cork, from Ballingeary. He's an absolutely gifted, I would say, musician in all rights, because he plays so many instruments, but to name them out would take too long. But in our show, he's playing mandolin, banjo and guitar. We have a gifted box player from Killarney called Conor Moriarty. Then there's Mo O'Connor, so we're definitely good on the Connors, on the Connor side of things. We'll also be featuring a beautiful harp player, originally from Galway, but now living in Cork. Her name is Aoife Blake. And then we have a Canadian/Waterford man, whose name is Jim Malloy, playing the Illan pipes. So we have plenty of people to create some fantastic music and a brilliant atmosphere in the Commodore.
And of course, the creme de la creme has to be Michael Cahill, who is very, very well known, a native of East Cork himself.
He is. He's originally from Cloyne, and I don't know how I wound up meeting this man, but he was sent to me from above, is all I can think, because he has been so enthusiastic and such a fantastic person to have on the team. From the minute I was put in contact with him and approached him about becoming the choreographer for the show, he was 100% enthusiastic and supportive, and he is gifted, is all I can say. He is a complete professional, and he has wowed at our first shows last weekend. People were literally left stunned, going, oh my god.
Well, Michael, I can tell you, is a former world champion Irish dancer, and he has toured the world as a dance leader as well. So I mean, to have somebody of his caliber is worth coming along on its own, to say, not to say anything about the everybody else. You really have class as well as performance.
Absolutely. Michael is leading the dancers, but we have so many wonderful dancers on the team. There is a girl from Middleton, her name is Shannon Burke, and she is also on the show. We have another Shannon Kenny. She's originally from Dublin but living in Killarney. And then we also have five local younger Irish dancers who will be also be featured in the show. Some of them dance for Michael's school, the Canary Cahill Academy of Dancing. Some of them dance for the Cowie Ryan School of Dance in Cove. So we really feel quite strongly about giving the younger dancers a chance to be part of the show as well, and let them bring them into this side of the industry. All of them are already champion award-winning Irish dancers dancing in feshes and things like that all over the country. But this will be some of their first time on a show stage, which is fantastic to give them this opportunity. And being led by Michael, they couldn't be in better hands.
Absolutely. And the Cowie Ryan dancers, I mean, the Cowie Ryan name is synonymous with Cove and beyond. They've produced many world champion dancers down through the years, so it's great to have them involved. Now, Angela, when is all this going to start? When is all this going to happen? I know you had a few performances last week just to, you know, test the waters, as they say. But when are we aiming for?
So we're aiming for the peak season of the season now, and that's for us will start on the 12th of June, and from the 12th of June we will initially be running the show on Wednesdays in the afternoon and also in the evening time. Tickets and all the dates and all the times will be all on the website, which is corkculturalshow.com, and any information that people might need can be found there. But basically from the 12th of June we'll be setting it up and getting it going full time, and looking forward to possibly increasing dates as the show gains a little bit of traction.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. And the running time of the show is about an hour or thereabouts?
We're hoping to do about an hour and a half, actually. We started at an hour, but we're actually going to make it a bit longer. There are too many things to include. So we're looking at making it about an hour and a half long.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. I know I was at a gig over in Hofstra University in New York some years ago with Joni and all the gang with Cherish the Ladies. And that's something almost similar to what you're going to be doing as well. So, I mean, the thing is to get the word out there. The website is corkculturalshow.com. All the dates are going to be on there, but it's really going to be an experience. You know, even if you've never been at anything like this before, I can honestly say you will be blown away, because you have the standard of dance, you have the standard of musicianship, plus you have the storytelling and you have the singing as well. So there's something there for everybody, Angela.
From the guests that have already seen the show over the last weekend, one of the things they really appreciated was that intimate setting. Even people that have seen Irish dancing before, perhaps even been to Riverdance or something like that, it's extremely impressive, but you are further away. And being in the Commodore, in the Jack Doyle room, you are very close to the action. And being able to witness that Irish dancing at such close quarters and on a raised platform, it is really, really impressive. So we're really happy to be able to give people that unique kind of intimate little experience with Irish music and dance.
Absolutely fantastic. So, Angela, just to recap, it's going to be launching officially on Wednesday the 12th of June. What times are the shows?
So we're going to have 12:30, and we're also looking at 7:30 p.m. So it'll be, as I said, on the website, and very easy and all to book once you head on to corkculturalshow.com.
Absolutely brilliant. And also available on Instagram at Cork Cultural Show and on Facebook as well. Listen, Angela, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. We'll have you on again, no doubt, into the future. But the very best of success with the Cork Cultural Show. And I have a great belief that it will go from strength to strength.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to welcoming not just visitors on the cruise ships. We would love to welcome visitors to Cork, any part of East Cork or even Cork City who would like to come down and visit us. And more than that, we would love to see locals attending the show too. So everybody's welcome. So we'd love to see you at the show.
Well said, Angela. Well, listen, thanks again. Continued success, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
Thanks, Sarah. All the best.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye. And there we had Angela Ryan, who is putting together the Cork Cultural Show, which will be launching officially on Wednesday, the 12th of June.